But first, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the start of the NFL season, Cowboys and Rams on Sunday night, it's the owner and general manager.
Hey, good morning.
Jerry Jones.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. This is Jerry calling from Frisco, wanting to call in for Troy.
Troy's no longer with us.
Oh, y'all are not still taking calls for Troy?
No, he'll be back next week.
Taking calls for Troy.
I figured this is the only way I could talk to him. He doesn't take my calls otherwise.
Oh, I bet he does.
No, he doesn't. But I tell you what, George and George, I am so damn excited about this season.
Are you?
I really think this will be a good football season. Now that I have a boat in the middle of the ocean that Gene can stay on, finally old Papa can party. Bring on them Hooters waitresses who want to sit on Granddaddy's lap.
Oh, all right, don't talk like that. I thought you were talking about your team.
Does that make you want to vomit in your mouth a little bit?
A little bit,
me talking about Granddaddy's lap and everything.
Yeah.
Now, it's the start of the football season, which, of course, can only mean one thing. That Sean Lee is injured and can't play.
He is, yes, unfortunately.
Nothing signals the changing of the seasons and the start of fall like the image of Sean Lee holding a clipboard on the sidelines.
Okay, he's fighting through it again.
Why is he so fragile, Georgie?
I don't know. He plays hard. He has a lot of hard collisions.
Yeah, that's right. I figured out in his football career, he has played 3% of the time. 3%.
I think it's higher than that.
Yeah, that's what we figured out here. Well, Spalding ran the numbers for me, so I don't trust him. But it's been a weird training camp.
Oh, I bet.
Very weird. So many things have changed, both because of the COVID and our new coach, Richard Jewell.
Mike McCarthy.
Coach Jewell has really made a difference. Players have stopped falling asleep during practice. That's been nice. And best of all, no one is already making plans for January because they think we'll actually maybe still playing games this January now. With
fingers
Coach
crossed,
Jewell.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. That's right, non-George. That's right.
Fingers.
And Coach Jewell takes this virus very seriously.
Yes, as he should.
As he should, because he's part of about five or six comorbidities. So he's got to take it pretty seriously.
You should cut your new coach a little more slack and call him by his actual name.
Well, he isn't taking any chances. You know, after every time Zeke touches the ball or goes to the potty, we're going to have a clean team come in with Lysol wipes and flamethrowers just to sanitize everything.
All right.
I don't think you need flamethrowers.
After seeing him at all these practices, I'm starting to get really excited about old C.D. Lamb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's so talented. Such a great pass catcher, too. He may be the most talented receiver that Spalding has ever drafted.
So talented.
Yeah, you did mention that.
What was that voice? I heard something weird.
Yeah, I did too.
We were doing Lila.
That sounded like Lila. Year one, P1.
Yeah, did Spalding really make that choice?
He did, but we won't say it publicly.
Okay.
That's right.
He just did.
Let me get y'all's opinion on something. Which do you think we will have first? A vaccine for COVID or a new contract for Dak? Which one?
Well, that's a question for you.
Yeah.
Put your money down now.
You know, Dak's price is just going up and up with the Watson contract this weekend.
It is, but it isn't because I'm the one who's going to pay, and I can tell you right now, his price is going down, in my opinion. I'm going to save me some money. Papa needs a new face and then next offseason. So I got to save some money.
What if he wins the Super Bowl?
Hey, did you see that we released Ha Ha Clinton Dix?
Yes.
We did. We released old Ha Ha Clinton Dix. A lot of people may think it's because he was outplayed in camp, but the truth is I just got too confused by his name all the time.
It is a weird one.
Yeah, it always sounded like you're overhearing somebody reading about the Peyronie's disease from the Lewinsky case for the first time. Y'all know about Peyronie's disease?
Yes, yes.
It's when God shapes your peen like a boomerang.
Yeah, it's actually been brought up a lot on our show over the years.
Yeah, we have a guy on our show that talks about it a lot.
Who's that?
Gordon.
Who?
Gordon. You know Gordon, he does the fake Jones.
Does he have Peyronie's disease? You know, Bill Clinton had that.
Yep. Yes, sure we know. Enough,
Bill Clinton could assault a woman's docking station while he's standing right beside her. That's crazy.
Yeah, the boomerang thing.
Yeah, just kind of bend it around.
Hit a bingo there.
Yeah, Gary. He can go around a street corner and, you know, be on the side of a building and assault someone on the other side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
It is
anyway,
weird.
Can we get back to football?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Did y'all hear that the NFL's restating Randy Gregory for like the seventh or eighth time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's pretty exciting, don't you?
Yeah, he may be able to do something for you.
If he can stay away from them blunts for just a few months this fall, we might have more than three sacks this year. I got to get going, guys. I've got to drop off Spalding at his daycare. He's learning his alphabets today.
His alphabets.
I think he's a college graduate.
Good morning, man.
Okay,
good morning to you. And I'll hold
good luck
on,
Sunday.
I'll hold on the line for Troy.
That's okay.
Until next week?
Is that Troy there? Hey, Troy, good to talk to you. It's Jerry Jones from the Frisco.
Well, he's not
oh,
here.
Oh, that was
Jerry.
You again, George. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mistook your voice. All right, bye-bye now.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry. Cowboys and Rams on Sunday night.
And he's having problems.
Get it? There, you got it.